When you look up into the night sky and you see all those little dots of light, which are actually suns, planets, I guess we're now finding out, very likely revolving about them, and many of those, at least some of those, Earth-like planets, would you agree that it's very probable that there is alien intelligent life?
Certainly, certainly. Yeah, and you know, as you just pointed out, you know, that something has really changed in what we know about the night sky over the last decade or so. That, you know, we've known for a long time that, as you say, the stars are other suns and other potential homes for life. But the idea that most of those suns up there are surrounded by planets of their own, is one that we believed in as scientists for, you know, for many, many years. But we didn't know. We thought, well, probably in analogy to our own solar system, that forming suns also gather and form planets around them, and therefore solar systems are probably common. But we didn't know until very recently when we developed the technology to start making observations that have proved that not just a few, but in fact probably most of those stars out there have planets of their own. So now this idea that there probably are planets beyond our solar system has moved from just a speculation to a certainty. So that really changes the equation. We now know that there are so many billions of places, you know, more planets probably than there are stars in the sky. So when you look up and see all those points of light, which are suns, now you know, we've verified that there are, you know, as Carl Sagan used to say, billions and billions of planets up there, and those are all potential homes for life. And on some of those, there surely is life evolving, and on some of those places with life, there is surely life that has developed the capability for, you know, for thought and civilization and technology. And, you know, it just seems really, really illogical in the face of all that knowledge to and kind of arrogant to imagine that we are the only intelligent species, and in fact that we are anything like the most advanced intelligent species. In fact, I would say that the opposite is much more likely, that we're probably not among the most advanced.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the odds are that intelligent alien life would be friendly to us?
Well, you know, I think that...
Be careful, you know, now. I'm setting a trap for you, so...
Yeah, okay, well, that's good. I'm ready. I hope I'm ready for your trap. But, you know, again, you know, I have to say that it's a very speculative question. And in this field, I think ultimately we will learn the answers through exploration and through discovery, not through our own speculation, as clever as we think we are. It's fun to speculate. I kind of like, you know, Carl Sagan used to have these arguments that any species that survived to sort of explore the galaxy and survived its own technological infancy and survived the development of weapons of mass destruction would have had to have a kind of moral development to keep pace with that technological development, that if, you know, if they were too warlike and hostile and, you know, sort of primitive in that sense, that they wouldn't survive the advent of very advanced technology. And you can see that danger in ourselves, that, you know, in our own development, that we may not survive our own technology because of our warlike tendencies. So there is this argument that there's sort of a selection effect, that those species that live a long time and learn to handle themselves in an era of advanced technology are going to be less warlike and less aggressive in that sense, and that maybe there's that filter so that advanced species might not have those aggressive tendencies. And I kind of like that argument, but you know, I've heard counter arguments that are also hard to refute, that a very advanced species might find it advantageous to be kind of paranoid and aggressive and respond to possible threats by wiping them out. so that they don't have to worry about them. And so you can imagine, you know, I don't like to, but I can imagine a very advanced species that would also be very sort of aggressive and paranoid and destructive and just decide that it doesn't want to live with other species that could potentially be threats.
Well, if we hadn't won the Second World War, we'd all be going Heil Hitler right now. And Hitler would be, or his successor, running the world. And that would be a pretty aggressive world. I guess once Hitler had conquered all there was to conquer here on Earth, you know, if he were to meet another species, conquering it would be his first idea.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And there are a lot of examples, certainly from human history, that, you know, of the interaction between different civilizations, World War II, you know, being one of the more recent, but going way back, where, mm-hmm. you know, you can look at what happened when primitive, you know, so-called primitive societies encountered so-called more advanced societies, and it wasn't always a very happy outcome for the less advanced societies, and people have made that analogy with, you know, the potential interaction between species in the galaxy, and that's sort of a sobering way to think of it.